is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We had the first pre-fight press conference for the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight coming up next month, and it did not disappoint. Here's Conor.
He is there's no other way about it. His little legs, his little core, his little head. I'm going to knock him out inside four rounds. Mark my words.
There you go. Conor McGregor predicting a knockout within the first four. Here's Floyd.
I don't give a f*** if it's a ring. I don't give a f*** if it's an octagon. Put me in there and I'm going to kick ass.
Don't be talking You do give a f*** if it's an octagon.
I ain't back down for no mother body. You line him up and I knock him down like bowling pins. And August 26th, I'm going to knock this out too.
A lot of F-bombs. I would say the F-bombs that were dropped, it was probably a draw. However, you got to give a slight edge to Conor McGregor, who showed up wearing a pinstripe suit, and every single pinstripe said F-U repeatedly, the word
you, that's
over
and over. That's what the pinstripes were made out of.
That's what they were made of. Wow. So I think that he would probably win.
Is that a win?
I think he dropped a ton of F-bombs with his suit. He's got a suit dropping F-bombs. So I guess you give the edge to him. Matt Kenseth is out at Joe Gibbs Racing.
Wow.
Yep, Kenseth is
out. I wondered about that.
He will be replaced by Eric Jones. That announcement coming yesterday. So he will take over. Kenseth, where is he going to head? Is he going to take over for Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
The last thing I read about that over the weekend was that he didn't have a ride.
He doesn't have a ride. Wow.
They just didn't know what he was going to do.
Interesting. The Miami Marlins hosted the 2017 Major League Baseball All-Star Game last night. They are for sale. Derek Jeter has a group that was once part of a group with Jeb Bush, who ran for president as the former governor of Florida.
Right.
And those two went their separate ways. Jeter still trying to buy the team with his group, and Jeb Bush trying to buy the team with the group that he has now formed without Derek Jeter. And that group now has a major music star from Miami who is joining Jeb in trying to buy the team. Who would that be?
One, two, three, four, uno, dos, tres. I know you want me. You know I want you.
Mr. Worldwide.
That's right. He's interested in purchasing the Marlins alongside Jeb Bush joining the group.
Wow.
That group also includes the son of former presidential candidate Mitt Romney and others, but Pitbull very excited to be joining that investment group, would like to be part of this.
Yeah.
The fifth year in a row now the American League has won the All-Star Game. They did it in 10 innings last night, top of the 10th. Robinson Cano of the Seattle Mariners facing Wade Davis of the Cubs. He had a solo blast. 2-1 would be the final. Cano would be the MVP of the game. The game only had 3 runs scored, but 2 of them knocked in by home runs. Yadier Molina, the Nationals, or I should say the Cardinals of the National League, he had the other home run. And speaking of home runs, there's been a lot of talk about how many home runs have been hit this year.
Yes.
Because it's getting out of hand. A matter of fact, it's very suspicious because players right now are hitting home runs at the fastest rate in the history of the game. That's saying a lot. Many have thought that the ball might be juiced, or perhaps players have found a way to juice that is not being tested for. Some other performance-enhancing drug that they don't have a test for now and that they're using. Well, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, saying in a New York Post interview the other day that, quote, we've kind of taken it for granted that the bats aren't different. We're going to start looking at the issue of the bats. Now, I don't know what that means other than are guys corking their bats and getting away with it. Corking the bat, it has happened in the past many times.
Uh-oh.
It'll take a lot to do that.
They're going to take a look at this bat now. They see something on the inside of this. How about that? That's a stream of cork running right up and down Chris Sabo's bat.
Yep, Chris Sabo, the Reds, a former major leaguer. Caught red-handed. Many players have been caught red-handed. Sammy Sosa, many of them, corking their bat. So the question is, are the bats corked? What are they doing? Because this doesn't, it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up.
Don't know. If it's the same thing that all the players are doing who are successful right now, then that's a conspiracy, and at some point, that's going to leak out.
You would think.
Yeah, at some point somebody's going to say something. How does it get from one ball club to another?
I don't understand how
it could happen in the same locker room.
All I know is that, again, Major League Baseball has been around for well over 100 years, and right now we are seeing players hitting home runs at the fastest rate in the history of the game. So there's got to be something. There's got to be something.
Yeah.
We also found out last night that Max Scherzer of the Nationals, who started the game for the National League, he grunts while he pitches. That was all one pitch right there. I did not know this guy grunts while he pitches.
That was his changeup. Yes. It takes a little while for it to get over the plate.
According to Psychology Today magazine, if you're a tennis player and you grunt in a low pitch or a lower pitch than your opponent, you have a better chance of winning. Obviously, that's a low grunt, low pitch grunt. So, unfortunately, he wasn't on the winning end of the stick last night. LeBron James has made more money than God playing basketball and reining in endorsement money. Well, yesterday he opened his 200th franchise, a pizza chain called Blaze Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fastest growing chain in America right now, according to Forbes. All right, here's a fun fact. Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants has a big sister named Sam.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Wow.